بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، أما بعد، فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: يتبع الميت ثلاثة فيرجع منه اثنان ويبقى معه واحد، يرجع أهله وماله ويبقى عمله، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي، سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا، إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما، اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذريته. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam says, يَتْبَعُ الْمَيِّتَ ثَلَاثَةٌ. Three things follow the deceased. فَيَرْجِعُ مِنْهُ إِثْنَانٌ وَيَبْقَى مَعَهُ وَاحِدٌ. From the three, two things return and one remains with the deceased. When a person passes away, he is bathed, he is shrouded, he is taken to the graveyard, Salatul Janazah is performed, and thereafter he is buried in the grave. So up to the grave, three things follow him. And from amongst the three things that follow him up to the grave, two things return and one remains with him. يَرْجِعُ أَهْلُهُ وَمَالُهُ. His family and his wealth, they return. So his family, his children, his brothers, his uncles, his cousins, his friends, his associates, they return. His wealth returns. Slaves, his car, his horses. A person may ride his horse up to the graveyard. A person may go in his car. His slaves will also go and bury him. So his wealth also returns. وَيَبْقَى مَعَهُ أَمَلُهُ. His amal will remain with him. So after the deceased is buried, family, friends, associates, wealth will not go with him in the grave. So whatever difficulties he will face in the grave, family, friends, wealth will not be able to help him. It is only good amal that will be able to help him. It is only amal that will go with him in the grave. If the amal is good, if the deed is good, if the deeds are good, if the amal are good, then his qabr will become a garden from the gardens of paradise. And if his amal is evil, shar, if his amal are shar, and if he has not carried out the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world, then the grave will become a pit from the pits of Jahannam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّمَا الْقَبْرُ رَوْضَةٌ مِّن رِيَاضِ الْجَنَّةِ. Qabr is a garden from the gardens of paradise, or حُفْرَةٌ مِّن حُفَرِ النَّارِ, a pit from the pits of hell. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this hadith is saying that a person is associated to either family, either wealth, or if he is a believer, he will have some association with amal also. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that from the three things he is associated with, two will go as far as the grave. Wealth, if it is gold, it will not go up to the grave. If it is silver, it will not go up to the grave. Pearls, diamonds, they will not go up to the grave. Shares, bank accounts, dollars, pounds, these things will not go up to the grave. The car may go up to the grave, horses may go up to the grave, slaves may go up to the grave. So majority of the wealth will remain behind in the home. So from among the three things, wealth will remain at home. Friends, associates and families will go as far as the grave. And beyond into the grave, only amal will go. If amal are good, they will help this person. If amal are bad, then because of these bad amal, this person will face destruction. In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has explained this in detail. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that a person was dying. And he called his first brother. And he said that, I am dying. What will you do for me? So the first brother said that, as soon as your soul departs, I will make arrangements for your ghusl. I will make arrangements for your shrouding, kafn. I will make arrangements for your burial. I will make announcements. And I will personally supervise everything. And I will walk with the janazah. I will take you to the qabristan. And I will bury you and then I will return. He called his second brother. I am dying, what can you do for me? So the second brother said that the friendship that I have with you, or the love that I have with you, you have for me, the connection that both of us have, is until your soul is in your body. As soon as your soul departs, I have nothing to do with you. I will become somebody else's. I will begin to love somebody else. Somebody else will begin to love me. There is no connection. So he called the third brother. And he said that, I am about to depart. My soul is departing. What will you be able to do for me? So the third brother said that, after you pass away, I will remain with you. I will remain with you in this world. I will remain with you in the grave. I will be with you when you are resurrected. I will be with you when you have to stand in the court of Allah. I will be with you when you have to cross the Sirat. And I will remain with you until you go in Jannah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam asked the Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in that, what is your opinion regarding these three brothers? So the Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in said that the first two are useless. It is this third brother that is the real brother. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the first brother is the ahl. family, friends, they will come as far as the grave. They will supervise the burial and everything. The second brother is the wealth. As soon as a person dies, the wealth belongs to somebody else. And the third brother is the amal. Amal. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًا يَرَهُ. Whatever good you do, even if it is only an atom, you will see it on the day of Qiyamah. You will see it in the hereafter. And whatever evil you do, even if it is only an atom, you will see it in the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring forth everything together. مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا. In the book of deeds, everything will be there, everything will be recorded there. So let us concentrate on a'mal. On every step we take, we should question ourselves, is this amal going to bring me nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or push me further away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If it is something that is going to push me further away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I need to refrain from it. If it is something that will bring me closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I need to carry it out. It is only this that will help us in the hereafter, after we die, when we will have nobody around us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. I will end with the couplets of Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullahu ta'ala. He says, لا دار للمرء بعد الموت يسكنها إلا التي كانت قبل الموت يبنيها فإن بناها بخير طاب مسكنه وإن بناها بشر خاب بانيها. لا دار للمرء بعد الموت يسكنها. There is no house for a person after death in which he will be able to reside. إلا التي كانت قبل الموت يبنيها. Except for that house which he constructs in this world before dying. فَإِن بَنَاهَا بِخَيْرٍ تَابَ مَسْكَنُهُ. If he constructs this house with khair, with amal saliha, with good deeds, then his residence will be very, very pure, very nice. And فَإِن بَنَاهَا بِشَرٍ خَابَ بَانِهَا. If he constructs the house of the hereafter with shar, with evil deeds, with things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislikes, then the person who constructs this house of the hereafter will be a loser. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi.